You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Joy and contentment. And this joy and contentment is an internal thing. How then, Pastor, could the Apostle Paul have joy in his life? Think about it. Sitting in a Roman jail, separated from his Christian brothers and sisters, how could he find joy? Concern about the unity in the church because of some internal disputes going on. And Paul couldn't be with them to help them. Being aware of the potential infiltration of false teachers into the church, and he couldn't be there to face them. Paul knew that there was an external pressure on the Christians at Philippi. For them to bow down to give worship to the emperor, and he couldn't be there to encourage them. Does that sound familiar? All right. To bow down, to give allegiance, to give honor, to give praise to someone that you know that is doing what's wrong, and it baffles the mind how people could continue to follow such ludicrous behavior. Where are we as a people, and where are we as a nation? Paul was facing such things that was going on in his days, and lo and behold, we are facing it even today. And it will not stop. Paul, on top of all that, was facing the possibility of a death sentence. And there will come a time when Christians will have to stand for what they believe. My brothers and sisters, with all of those things happening, Paul found the secret to victory over worry and the secret to experiencing the joy of rejoicing no matter what his circumstances in life was. There is a secret. In that fourth verse, we see praise. Rejoice in the Lord and always. And again, I say rejoice twice. We see the word rejoice. My brothers and sisters, I can honestly say there are times that I don't know whether I'm rejoicing anymore. Sometimes the trials and the pressures of life makes it almost impossible to be happy. But Paul did not tell us to be happy. He encouraged us to rejoice in the Lord. Think back over what's going on and think back over your life, and in spite of all of the things that seem to be going on today, think about what God has brought you out of. Think about how he healed your sickness and your disease. When we think about what God is doing, I know there are times that we want to have a pity party over the things that are circumstances that are around us. But when we start thinking about the goodness of the Lord, we are encouraged to do and go forward, knowing that He is with us even in our most difficult hour.
Yeah.
I have discovered that the Lord is with us. You and I can have joy in our life no matter what our circumstances are. We can have joy. As Paul began winding down this letter, Antioch, he shared with us how we are to rejoice in the Lord, not in the circumstances of our situation, but in the Lord. That's the reason he says it. Rejoice in the Lord. For our focus is to be in Him. At all times, no matter what we are facing in life. As believers, we are in Him. Surrounded by Him. Covered by Him. Protected by Him. Secured by Him. Y'all missed your shout 10 times ago. The Lord is in us. He is protecting us, covering us, providing for us, restoring us. He has done all of this for us. We are in Christ. The believer, it was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was born in a manger, who died on a cross and raised from the dead, lives by His Spirit in the souls of every believer. There's something significantly in you and I that makes us uniquely different as believers in Christ, because Christ is in us. Every believer and every Christian in Christ means we enjoy the privilege of being spiritually alive. Many preachers have said anything dead ought to be buried. But if you are in Christ, you ought to be spiritually alive. We deserve death, but Jesus died for us to give us life. In Christ means we are no longer condemned, but made righteous. For you and I have been redeemed.
Yes. Yes.
We are no longer condemned. I share so many times that each and every believer is on their way to heaven, and people are worried about, but I don't know whether I've lived good enough. You'll never live good enough. Because we were birthed with a sin nature. But when you are in Christ, we are no longer condemned, but made righteous, for you and I have been redeemed. The price has been paid. The price has been purchased back. Jesus paid that price for you and I. That's why, Antioch, we praise Him. We praise Him at all times, and we rejoice in Him at all times. Paul said in that 11th verse, not that I speak in respect to want, for I learned to be in whatever state I'm in, therewith to be contented.
Yes. Yes.
Content means to be happy or satisfied.
Yes, sir.
Happy or satisfied. Yes. But it can also mean to be calm, acceptance of life pressure. In other words, whatever comes our way, when we are in Christ, we have learned as believers how to handle it. We know how to take everything to the Lord in
prayer. Yes, sir.
So you and I know how to handle the pressure, the problem, the situation, the difficulty, the upsets, the downfalls in life. We know how to handle it, because in every situation we know how to take our issues and our problems to the Lord in prayer. The reason we are told all of this is because some people are discontented in life.
Yeah.
They live a life of anger, maladjusted, failing to adjust with the demands of a normal social environment. Does that sound like somebody? Maybe the Lord is sending a message, an SOS, to that nation, to that capital, to that person who took his Bible and didn't even know how to hold it up. Not only did he not hold it up, he had it upside down and backwards. The danger is the moment we start criticizing authority, you get a pushback. And in these last days and time, there will be a pushback. But where do you stand?
All right.
Who do you represent? The Lord is speaking to a nation and he's speaking to a people. Sometime, Antioch, something, my brothers and sisters, is missing. Something is wrong in life and in their life when they are maladjusted and when they are angry and discontented. Something is missing in life. Can I tell you what's missing? Christ. When you don't have Christ, your life is empty and void. Because he said, I come that you might have life, and that you might have life more abundantly. When you don't have Christ in your life, something is missing in your life, and your life is empty. It is void. There's anger in your life. There's maladjustments in your life. There's all kinds of stuff that comes through you because Christ isn't there. My mom said, how do you stand there and take all that stuff?
Yeah.
I've learned how to be content. When people talk about you, criticize you, I've learned how to be content. Because the crown that we are after is not a crown here. The reputation that we will get has nothing to do with the reputation here, but it all has to do with the reward that the Lord will give us when we get to heaven. So I have learned. If they talked about Jesus, how much more will they speak about you and I?
All right.
Paul is saying to them, what's missing in your life is Christ. For Jesus said, in me you have peace. For who are those who are discontented have no peace. Because the prince, a printer of peace is missing in their life. Paul said, I have learned, and whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content. And I've learned to be content with one's mean, though it might be little or in great abundance, come through spiritual growth, in thankfulness, love, and faith.
Yes, sir.
And trusting in the Lord. You've got to learn to trust him. Trust him in every aspect of your life. I get up in the morning, I think, I have a conversation with the Lord all of the time. I sometimes wonder if I'm worrying him, I'm burdening him, and the Lord says, no, I'm never bothered by anybody that call upon me. And so I talk to the Lord constantly all day long, and when you have a relationship with the Lord, you can talk to him all day long. It's better to have the Lord on your mind than something else on your mind. And so I'm always talking to the Lord. What direction do I take? Where do I go? How do I do things? What's coming to